With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Twisters wreak havoc in the Midwest.
A tornado plowed through suburban Omaha, Nebraska, demolishing homes and businesses as it moved for miles through farmland and into subdivisions Friday. Matthew Taylor and Paul Wright capturing it on video while Pat and Kim Woods watched.
We watched it touch down about 200 yards over there, and then we went to the kit shelter. And we came, but we could hear it going through. When we came back up, our fence was gone. We looked over to the northwest, and the whole neighborhood's gone.
The whole neighborhood just to the north of us is pretty flattened.
More tornadoes are in the forecast, according to the National Weather Service, across parts of Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, the UAW's reached a last-minute tentative agreement with Daimler Truck, averting a potential strike of more than 7,000 workers. The union struck a four-year agreement with the German company just before the expiration of the previous contract, which was enacted 6 years ago. It covers workers at various plants in North Carolina, as well as workers at distribution plants in Atlanta and Memphis. The BBC's reporting British troops could soon be delivering aid into Gaza from an offshore pier being built by the U.S. military.
According to the report, the British government is considering deploying troops to drive the trucks that will carry aid from the pier along a floating path to the shore. A senior U.S. military official said that there won't be any American troops physically present, and instead, personnel from another country will handle the task. The development of the port and pier in Gaza comes as Israel faces widespread international criticism over the slow delivery of aid into the Palestinian territory. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
This is SRN News. Where are all the Christians?
Sociologist Dr. Gina Zerlo, who specializes in the study of religious demographics, says 44% of the world's Christians now reside in Africa. A century ago, 82% of believers lived in the global north. That's Europe, the U.S., and Canada. Today, 67% of them live in the global south, which includes Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Dr. Zerlo presented her findings to the recent gathering of the Global Christian Forum. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lot of Americans embrace astrology. According to a new Harris poll, more than 60% say that astrology provides comfort in uncertain times by serving as a reassuring friend for those seeking guidance. Majorities of poll respondents say they've consulted or would consult the stars for self-care or health advice, relationship advice, and for help making major career and life choices. This is SRN News. A troubling story about infants and drugs.
Officials are sounding alarms after three babies overdosed, one of them fatally, on fentanyl left unsecured in three Washington state homes in less than 1 week. The fatality was a 13-month-old child. Fire department officials in Everett say the death followed two non-fatal overdoses in a span of 5 days. No official word yet on whether anyone has been arrested or charged with a crime. Investigators do not believe the overdoses are connected. Jason Walker reporting.
A first-in-the-nation law went into effect this week prohibiting weight loss and muscle-building supplement sales to minors in New York. Experts say loose federal regulation of dietary supplements resulted in the product, sometimes including unapproved ingredients like steroids, which put kids at risk. This is SRN News.